Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I talk with Congresswoman Dina Titus for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, Ray Hager and I, along with Congresswoman Dina Titus, representing District 1. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Oh, thank you. It's always good to talk to you, Sam and Ray.
Let's talk about this to start with. About 18 months ago when I interviewed Senator Reid, and we talked about the problems with Obamacare, and he said that the Republicans were just throwing tantrums and that everybody knew what needed to be fixed, but until the Republicans stopped throwing tantrums, that nothing was going to come about. Now that President Trump is talking about looking for Democratic help in passing his version of health care, what do you think the Democrats should offer in terms of advice to where there could be some common ground?
Well, we've always been willing to work to fix this. It's such a major bill and includes so many moving parts. It's like when they first enacted Medicare. You keep improving on it, but they never wanted to work to improve it. They voted over 60 times to repeal it. And now it's kind of like the dog who caught the car. They've got the Congress, they've got the court, they've got the president, and they don't know what to do. They've had 8 years to come up with some alternative, and then they cobble something together, and you saw how terrible of a bill it was. You know, I'm all for it. You can cross state lines, but that's not a federal problem. That's because each state has its own insurance commissioner and rules that makes that a problem. I'm all for doing away with the Cadillac tax that taxes your health benefits at a certain level, like a income. I don't think you should punish people for doing the right thing. And if there are places where there's only one provider or no provider, let's look at maybe making expansion of Medicare like a public option. That might bring in some other providers to compete, or at least it gives people there some access to health care at reasonable cost.
Well, and you raise a good point there, because Medicare for all or above a certain age level would certainly help with A, the cost, and B, the height of the deductibles.
Exactly. You know, we've expanded Medicaid to include more people, and Medicare is a program that works. Maybe we need to look at expanding Medicare to fill in some of those gaps where there's a lack of companies available, where deductibles are high, where plans don't cover what people need, and where premiums are going up.
Do you believe that Nevada is safe with its Medicaid expansion through 2018 at this point because the Republicans have not been able to come up with a plan?
I do, and this is one area where the delegation is united, Democrat and Republican, along with the governor, and I'm pretty sure the state legislature is going to do something to endorse this. We expanded Medicaid. We covered thousands more people, 44,000 more in my district alone, and if you do away with that, all those people will go uninsured and will be back at the top of the list for the number of uninsured like we were before this went into effect.
Dina, what concerns me about the Republicans and Obamacare is that it seems like quietly they want to destroy it, even though they took no vote on it last week and it, you know, it kept alive. But are you concerned when they say that it's going to implode? Or do you think they're going to help to try to get it to implode to somehow make themselves look a little bit better on this?
Well, they're looking really bad now. They look like they don't know what's going on. Their caucus is divided. The president's tweeting obnoxious complaints about some members of the Freedom Caucus. But you know, Ray, they've been trying to sabotage this from the very beginning. It was based on the notion that all the states would expand Medicaid. Some of the Republican governors weren't willing to do that. So that was the first thing they did. States were to set up their own exchanges. Some of the states didn't want to do that. That was another problem. And the latest thing they did, which is just so nasty, is they cut off the funding to have the advertisement for people to sign up for the exchanges, thinking that, well, people won't sign up, they won't be insured, and this will also be a problem. So, yeah, they'll do what they can to sabotage it. But you see how popular it is. It's now over 50% of people don't want to get rid of it because it's providing good benefits, like keeping children on their programs up till they're 26 years old, or no lifetime caps, or no pre-existing conditions. So once you give somebody something, it's hard to take it away, and that's what the Republicans are finding. And you know what? A lot of people out there didn't know the Democrats gave them that coverage, but now that they got it, they're going to remember who took it away from them.
Senator, I want to, excuse me, I used to call you that when you were in the legislature. I apologize.
Might be calling me that again. You never know.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you about. You know, now that Harry Reid is retired, you're the de facto top Democrat in the state. And I was wondering if you would consider running against Senator Dean Heller in the 2018 election.
Well, I can always count on you, Ray, to ask me the provocative question. But, yeah, I'm thinking about it. A lot of people have asked me to do it. Right now, I think that the demographics of Nevada would point to a Democratic victory, and I've got a lot of things that I disagree with Dean Heller on. So I'm not saying no at this point. I'll have to make a decision here in the next couple of months.
You know, you and Senator Heller, you've introduced efforts to stave off a revival of Yucca Mountain, but what are the things where you disagree with him and, you know, maybe some of the points that if you did indeed run for the U.S. Senate would be part of your campaign platform?
Well, I'm not going to give away all my secrets right now, but I can tell you some of these recent votes on public lands and environmental protections would be one area.
You know, it's interesting that you've been as frank with this, and you always are, about potential here, because right now the Democrats are beating Dean Heller like a baby seal. And it's a pretty ugly situation here in Nevada. And with no opposition, the Democrats are just taking free rein to go after him. Are you concerned that this will now start attacks upon yourself?
Well, I'm not in the race yet. That's why I said it's going to take a couple of months to decide. But, you know, I've never shied away from positions that I take, Sam. I'm pretty upfront about them. My positions haven't changed over the time that I've been in office. So if they want to attack me, they can already do it, whether I'm in the race or not.
And that's where we're going to take a break. More with Congresswoman Dina Titus right after this timeout.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Associated Press reporting that the Hawaiian judge has extended the order blocking Trump's travel ban, says the policy discriminates against Muslims and hurts the state's tourist-dependent economy. Your thoughts on this and how this is affecting Nevada tourism?
I'm very concerned about this, Sam. We have seen a decline in the number of people who look at Las Vegas sites to come, decline in airplane reservations, a decline up to some estimate about 25% in the flights out of Reno and Las Vegas that are direct to Mexico. There's an article in USA Today front page about how this is hitting tourism, and it's especially harmful at a time when our growth market is international. You know, we've been trying to attract more international visitors, and if people think the United States isn't a welcoming country, they're going to go somewhere else. And I'm not talking about the people from those six countries that are on the ban, but other people. There are Muslims in other countries, in Germany, in France, all across Europe, all across Latin America. People see how we're saying things, or this administration is saying things about people from Mexico. So I think that we have to be very concerned about how it's having an impact on our economy.
Well, Dina, one of the points of this is that, of course, now the Oakland Raiders are moving to Las Vegas. And the speculation is that when the Raiders Stadium is built, it's going to be used about 60 times a year at least. And one of the uses for this, which would draw a lot of people, would be international soccer matches. And I'm just thinking, wow, with this, with the Trump administration, would international soccer matches really hurt, or really come about with his philosophy on international travel that you're speaking of? What about these international soccer matches and their health under a Trump administration?
Well, I do worry about that. Soccer is a very popular sport now. It's very popular around the world. If we could attract international tournaments, that would bring a lot of people. But it's not just that, and it's not just tourism. It's a lot of business travel, too, that may not want to come here. You know, many of the big conventions like Comdex and things, consumer electronics, that we have bring people from around the world, and now they may be hesitant to come.
You know, Dina, about this Raiders Stadium, it's going to be built in your congressional district. There's about four different places it could be built. Where would you prefer that the stadium be built in your congressional district?
Well, all the places that they're talking about are in the district, whether
right.
It's downtown where the mayor wants to put it, or several locations out there by the airport. I think the one off of Russell right now is the one that has the least amount of problems with the airport, and also that the Raiders have already begun negotiations for buying that property. So that's probably where it'll be.
I wanted to change topics to tax reform, which the Republicans say is their next plan. And one of the things that seems obvious to me is that the White House doesn't really understand procedure, and the tax reform is way bigger than Obamacare. Do you agree?
Oh, I do. If he thinks that health care was complicated, wait till he gets into tax reform. You know, this hasn't been done since 1986, and I think that was Ronald Reagan working with Tip O'Neill and Bob Dole. It took a long time, several years to get it done then when everybody was on board. Now the Republicans aren't even united, and the Democrats certainly aren't on board some kind of reform that just gives billionaires more breaks and shifts the burden to the middle class.
And it's interesting, when President Obama had 60 Democrats under Senator Reid to pass Obamacare, and you saw the Cornhusker kickback and other things that delayed Obamacare going through, and we're seeing the same kind of fractures now within the Republican Party, especially in the House.
Well, that's right. The Liberty Caucus really exercised some might when they helped to kill the Ryan's version of the health care reform. But it wasn't just the Liberty Caucus. There's a group of moderate Republicans, too, I think about 20, who also saw how bad of a bill that was and how much it was going to hurt their constituents. So they have you know, they got their far right, and then they got some moderates, and then they've got the Ryan faction. So, yeah, they, and when it comes to taxing, you know, there's so many different interests. Everybody has an ox that they don't want gored, or a sacred cow, whatever analogy you want to use. And so the fight to protect certain exemptions or certain industries is going to be tremendous.
All right, let's take a break. More with Congressman Dina Titus when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nevada Newsmakers coverage of the 2017 legislative session is brought to you by Pro Group Management, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus in Washington, D.C. What temperature was your blood boiling at when you found out that Rick Perry was coming to Yucca Mountain?
Oh, I was opposed to the appointment of Rick Perry to start with. He doesn't really know anything about this topic, and he's very much going to be in line with the administration's policy. You know, just the week before, they had inserted into the budget money to continue the study out there. And I sent an invitation to the administration right after the election saying, before you go down the path of Yucca Mountain, come out and meet with the experts. Don't just get a tour out there of the people who are for it. Come meet with the people who have been studying this, working on this for since 1980s, but he didn't do that. He kind of snuck in under dark of night. After we started making a fuss about it, I think he called Reuben Kuhn because it's in his district, but that's not the way to do business, I don't think.
Did you get any feedback from the governor, the governor's meeting with Rick Perry?
Well, I've met with the governor on this issue. He is solidly opposed to Yucca Mountain. He's friends with Rick Perry. Remember, he endorsed Rick Perry for president before he endorsed a couple of other people after Perry dropped out. So I guess the governor is hoping that friendship will play out. I'm not that optimistic. I think Perry's going to go right down the line with whatever Trump wants. But if the governor wanted to talk to him, fine. But let's not put all our eggs in that basket.
Dean, I wanted to get back to this Dean Heller thing. In 2016, you decided not to run for the U.S. Senate against Joe Heck. And of course, the Democratic candidate, Catherine Cortez Masto, went on to defeat Representative Heck. What has changed where you would now consider running for the U.S. Senate against Dean Heller in 2018?
Well, some of the factors that will keep me from doing it are the same. You know, I've gotten some more seniority here in the House. I've gotten some status. I'm on the Policy and Steering Committee, ranking member of some committees. I enjoy the work that I'm doing, and if I went over to the Senate, I think Catherine's number 100. I'd be number 101. You know, you just have to start over, and I've been a freshman twice already. So those are important considerations. Plus, I have a fabulous district. You know, everywhere you go in the world, people know you represent Las Vegas. They've heard of it, or they want to go, or they've been there. And so that's difficult to think about giving up. But, you know, just as you see this administration and some of the things it stands for, and if Heller continues to support them, then somebody's got to stand up to him, whether it's me or somebody else. We can't just let these things go unchallenged.
Do you have concern, Congresswoman, and is there any way that President Trump could reverse President Obama's executive orders on, for example, Basin and Range and some of the other monuments he put through in the waning days of his presidency?
Well, I am concerned about that. Now, he can't do it with executive order, I don't believe, because of the way the Antiquities Act was written. But this Congress could make some amendments to the Antiquities Act that would allow them, if not to reverse it, to change the boundaries. And that's what we're hearing a lot about, is to make it smaller, cut back Basin and Range just to cover that city art project, or not so much territory included in Gold Butte. So we're watching that every day.
You know, Dina, getting back to 2018, it seems that the state is turning blue when you look at the voter registration numbers. Would you consider that a factor in your considerations?
Well, I think that there are about 100,000 more registered Democrats than Republicans as a result of the last election cycle and the efforts by Democrats to register voters. The other side of that coin is that it's an off-year election, so it's harder to get people to turn out. But I think we're going to have a lively governor's race this time, so that will make a difference. And I don't know about the rest of the ticket. I haven't heard many people talk about who's going to run for Secretary of State or Attorney General.
Who would you like to see run for governor on the Democratic side?
Well, the person that I've talked to most recently who I think will do it is Steve Sisolak. I guess Klubeck's thrown his name out there too, but I, when it comes right down to it, I'll be surprised if he really does it.
So you think Aaron Ford is then going to run for Attorney General?
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, I got another.
And that would play to his wheelhouse because, you know, he is an attorney.
I think he's got like 5 different law degrees.
Well, that's impressive.
a quick one here. We've got about 30 seconds left. Looking at what's going on with the House Intelligence Committee, do you have grave concerns about them? It seems like the Senate's Intelligence Committee is looking at all these investigations in a much more bipartisan manner.
I think that's right. Nunes has just really proven that he can't be trusted. He's kind of an agent of the White House. He's made it impossible to have an objective investigation over here, so the Senate's picking that up. I really think what you need is an outside, nonpartisan kind of maybe special prosecutor or commission to look at it, so it can get away from any kind of partisan politics. But at this point, certainly going better in the Senate than in the House.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Congresswoman, and we'll look forward to seeing you in April.
Okay, it'll be my pleasure. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have 279-inch high-def TVs, 1265-inch high-def TVs, including 2 party booths for your own private party, and 6 high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
Join us next week from Carson City for more great Nevada Newsmakers programs. We'll see you then.